Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowitz. It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on turf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowitz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app. Hey everyone, what's going on? Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. It's the series finale, game 6 of 6 between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Aberdeen Ironbirds, and it is a gorgeous Sunday afternoon here at the ballpark as the Cyclones try to find their way back into the win column for Brooklyn yesterday, an 8-3 loss in a game that Aberdeen really seized control of right from the jump. You talk about Samuel Basayo's 3-run blast in the top of the first, and from there, the Ironbirds never really looked back. Now, Brooklyn was dealt a tough blow before that game even started. Cam Foster was supposed to be Brooklyn's starting pitcher last night. He was a late scratch due to back tightness, so that meant bullpen day, and the Cyclones needed all hands on board. Jace Beck started the contest. He went 2 innings and allowed 3 runs as the Brooklyn opener didn't necessarily last too long. Beck's 2 frames, and then from there, Benito Garcia was the bright spot for the Cyclones, logging 5 innings of 1-run ball. The only run he allowed was unearned, and he surrendered just 1 hit. And for Garcia, the 5 innings, the most innings he's tossed in a singular contest since dating back to 2019. So he was one of a few bright spots for a Brooklyn team that, for whatever reason, just struggled a bit yesterday offensively. All told, Cyclones left 10 men on. That is the most they have in any game this series this week here against the Ironbirds. Not to say that they didn't have their chances. Brooklyn overall was just 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. But the Cyclones, an opportunity to reset and try to get back in the win column today. And if Brooklyn does win today, they'll salvage a series victory. If Aberdeen wins today, it'll be a series split with each team having taken 3 games. But the man towing the slab for Brooklyn this afternoon to try to clinch that series victory for the Cyclones, it is Joey Lucchese, making his second appearance with Brooklyn in a rehab capacity. We saw Lucchese earlier in the week when he punched out 5 over 3 1/3, surrendered only 1 run. The only run he allowed came home to score after he departed the baseball game, but it did go on his final line. So Lucchese back on the rubber for Brooklyn today. We'll see exactly just how long the leash is, if he extends much deeper beyond that 3 1/3 that he went earlier in the week. And he'll oppose the same guy that he opposed earlier in this series as well. It is Daniel Lloyd towing the rubber for Aberdeen. Lloyd, who has been very solid as of recently. We saw him earlier in the week, as I mentioned, and when he pitched against this Cyclone squad, it was not his best outing, to say the least. 5 innings of 3-run ball, 6 hits, 3 strikeouts, and 1 walk. So Lucchese against Lloyd with a series up for grabs here on this Sunday afternoon on Coney Island. All right, we'll step aside here on the Cyclone Radio Network. When we come back, we'll give you this afternoon's starting lineups between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching along on the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome back out to Brooklyn. We're getting you set for the Cyclones and the Ironbirds here on this Sunday afternoon. Game 6 out of 6 on the week before Brooklyn hits the off day tomorrow and then welcomes the Hudson Valley Renegades for a 6-game set here on home turf starting Tuesday night. Now time for tonight's starting lineup, should say today's starting lineups, an afternoon contest, 2 p.m. first pitch. Approaching shortly, those opening lineup cards have been exchanged between the two managers, Chris Newell for Brooklyn, Roberto Mercado for Aberdeen. Now let's give them to you. First for the Ironbirds at 19-21, entering play today, 5.5 back of first place Brooklyn. Here's the 9 the Ironbirds are rolling with. Creed Willems leads off and does the catching. Elio Prado is in the 2 spot after Willems. He's today's center fielder. Frederick Bencosme is the 3 batter. He's at short, followed by Ryan Higgins, who mans the hot corner and cleans up. Tim Susnara in the field. Haven't seen him in the field this week. Susnara had been exclusively a DH, but today he does play first base and bat 5th. Then Jacob Teeter, the left fielder, he hits 6th, followed by Isaac De Leon, the designated hitter in the 7 spot. Then Kevin Guerrero bats 8th. He's out in right. And Arizona Placencia, the 9 batter, plays second base. And the starting pitcher this afternoon for Aberdeen, it is Daniel Lloyd. 80 2/3 innings, making his 15th start and 21st overall appearance of the campaign. He's got a 3.46 ERA. It is a sub-500 record, though, for Lloyd, who comes into this afternoon's battle at 4-5. He's got 88 punch-outs and only 29 walks across those 80 innings and change. One more time for Aberdeen, Willems, Prado, Bencosme, Higgins, Susnara, Teeter, De Leon, Guerrero, and Placencia, with Lloyd the starting pitcher. Now for the Cyclones at 25-16. They open up play today, a 2.5 game lead on top of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley finishing up a suspended game from yesterday before playing a 7-inning game 2 later on today. But that besides the point. Here's the starting 9 for Brooklyn at 25-16 on the second half. Jed Williams leads off. He's the shortstop. Then Alex Ramirez, the 2 batter. He plays center field. Stanley Consuegra bats 3rd. He's out and right, followed by William Lugo, the first baseman, who cleans up. DeAndre Smith in the 5 hole. He's the second baseman. Then Drake Osborne does the catching and hits 6th. Junior Dillian mans a hot corner and bats 7th, followed by the DH, Omar De Los Santos, and then Rylan Thomas out in left field in the 9 spot. And the starting pitcher today for Brooklyn, it is the rehabber Joey Lucchese. the MLB vet, across his minor league season so far this year, mostly with Syracuse. He's logged 71 innings. He'll make his 13th start, 14th overall appearance, a 3.93 ERA, with a 6-3 record, 68 punchouts to 31 walks. And this, of course, his second appearance with Brooklyn. One more time quickly for the clones, Williams, Ramirez, Consuegra, then Lugo, Smith, Osborne, followed by Tillian, De Los Santos, and Thomas. And Lucchese doing the pitching today for Brooklyn. All right, that will just about do it for the Cyclones pregame show. With that, we'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll get you on your way with Justin Rock as Brooklyn and Aberdeen go to battle on this Sunday afternoon on Coney Island. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, and we'll have it for you after a short break.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back out to Maimonides Park on Coney Island. Game number six, the series finale between the Cyclones and the Ironbirds. Justin Rock, Johnny Gnamowitz with you on this Sunday afternoon. Joey Lucchese making his second rehab start of the week for the Cyclones this afternoon. Lucchese, the left-hander at 6'5", 225 pounds, 30 years old from Newark, California. Lucchese on Tuesday against the Ironbirds went 3 1/3 innings, gave up a run on four hits, walked one, struck out five, 52 pitches, and 35 strikes. So I have to imagine he'll go a little bit deeper into the ballgame today. Lucchese has made 12 appearances, 11 starts at AAA Syracuse, 5 starts in the big leagues this year for the Mets. Big league level 1-0, a 4.43 ERA, 6-3, a 3.99 ERA at AAA Syracuse so far this campaign. Quick run through of the Aberdeen lineup he'll face. Willems, Prado, Benkosme at the top. Higgins, Cisnara, and Teeter at the heart, with De Leon, Guerrero, and Plasencia rounding out the Aberdeen starting nine. Creed Willems will lead things off for the Ironbirds here in the top of the first inning. Willems did not play yesterday, was 0-4 with the strikeout on Friday. Lucchese ready, Willems ready, and it is time for baseball on this Sunday afternoon. The lefty's first pitch, and Willems fouls it down the left field line out of play. And we are underway at 2:04 Eastern time. Willems hitting at a .198 with the Ironbirds. 7 homers, 35 RBIs. He's had a tough series, 0-15. And 4 games played. Does have an RBI. Out on a sacrifice fly. The 0-1 from Lucchese. And Willems takes down and in. It's even at a ball and a strike. Willems just 5 for his last 51 since July the 26th. And 2-30 during the month of August. The 1-1. And Willems in the air to center field. Back into his left goes Ramirez. And with two hands makes the catch for the first out of the ballgame. So one up, one down for Lucchese this afternoon. Let's take a look at the Cyclones defensively. Left to right in the outfield, Ryland Thomas, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the horn, Junior Tillian, Jet Williams, DeAndre Smith, and William Lugo, with Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. Here's the righty, Elio Prado. This one poked in the air to right, coming on Consuegra a few steps, and he'll make the catch. Prado retired on one pitch, two out in the opening frame. Here's Frederick Benkosme, 0-4, at an RBI last night. Walked and scored a run. Benkosme hitting at .237, a homer, 36 RBIs. Sun shining here on Coney Island as Lucchese fires and Benkosme takes high and the count 1-0. Umpire and crew today behind the plate calling balls and strikes. It is Chad Westlake, JT Shaw on the bases. The lefty's 1-0, and there is a fastball at 89 for a called strike. And it's even at 1-1. Right now here on Coney Island, 83 degrees. Real feel at 96 in the sunshine, according to AccuWeather. 85 degrees in the shade. 9-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the west. American flag out in center, actually whipping towards the first base side and right today. The 1-1. And Benkosme rolls over on one, just stays fair behind the first base bag. Benkosme didn't run. He thought it was a foul ball. And Benkosme just standing about a quarter of the way up the first base line with a bat in his left hand as the base coach is telling him to get off the field because, well, it was a fair ball. One, two, three, go the Ironbirds in the first at the end of half an inning. Aberdeen nothing, Brooklyn coming to bat on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Daniel Lloyd making the start for Aberdeen this afternoon. Quick run through of the Brooklyn lineup. He will face Williams, Ramirez, Consuegra, Lugo, Smith, and Osborne, Tillian, De Los Santos, and Thomas, the Brooklyn starting nine. Daniel Lloyd getting the start for the second time this week. Jet Williams will lead things off and powers the first pitch in the air, deep left center field. Long run back into his right as Prado has to play it off the wall. Williams will motor into second, and he's there standing with a TD Bank double. Well, that's one way to start the afternoon. 103 miles an hour off the left center field fence. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their double up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So a quick start for Brooklyn. And for the second afternoon, Jet Williams, an extra base hit to lead off the game. Now on outside 1-0, the last day game. Wednesday, Williams led off the contest with a home run against Trace Bright.
Yeah, he's had a productive series. Also walked twice yesterday as well. He's been active on the base paths.
Third double in Brooklyn is 15th of the year, as Lloyd misses outside for ball two. Ramirez 0-for-5 yesterday, struck out three times. He's had a tough start to the homestand, just 2-for-21 against Aberdeen. One of those two hits, though, a two-run triple on Friday night. A 2-0, and Ramirez fouls it to the right. It's 2-1. Alex hitting at 239 in 98 games, six homers, a team-best 48 RBIs. Lloyd, the right-hander for Aberdeen, 6'3", 232. Celebrated his 23rd birthday last week, or actually on Tuesday, from Somerville, South Carolina. A 2-1, and Ramirez charges one in the air to center. Over to his left, Prado backing up a few steps, makes the catch. Tagging from second is Williams. Prado's throw to third, cut off at short. So a productive out for Alex as Jet moves to third with one out. Let's take a look at Aberdeen defensively this afternoon. Left to right in the outfield, Jacob Teeter, Elio Prado, and Kevin Guerrero. Third to first around the infield, Ryan Higgins, Frederick Bencosme, Erison Plasencia, and Tim Cisnara, with Creed Willems doing the catching behind the plate. Stanley Consuegra will step in, and he takes low for ball one. Consuegra, righty batter with a lie to pop, was 0-for-5 yesterday, struck out twice and grounded into a double play. He fouls that pitch back to the screen. It's even at a ball and a strike. Stanley hitting at 230, 14 home runs. That leads the team. 41 RBIs, just 1-for-15 this week against the Ironbirds. The 1-1, and Consuegra hits it down the right field line, out of play. And the count 1-2. Consuegra's only hit this week An opposite field two-run home run against Lloyd on Tuesday night. Infield in for Aberdeen. The 1-2. And Consuegra, ground ball to second. Williams holds. Placencia looks him back to the bag and then makes the easy toss to first for the second out.
Textbook job by Placencia at second. Didn't rush it. Took his time. A nice hard stare at third toward Williams. And still ample time to get the throw over to first to get Consuegra for the second out.
William Lugo will step in. Lugo, 1-for-4 yesterday, getting the start at shortstop. Lugo has had himself a nice week, 5-for-17 with a double, and he hits the first pitch on the ground to short. Coming on is Ben Cosme will make the toss on to first, and Brooklyn squanders a leadoff double in the opening frame. No runs, one hit, one man left at the end of one. No score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning, scoreless game here in Brooklyn. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Heart of the lineup, two up for Aberdeen in the second. Brooklyn and the Ironbirds are scoreless on this sunny Sunday afternoon. Blue skies hanging up above. Higgins making his first start of the week in the infield. And the first pitch he sees misses downstairs. And the count 1-0. The 1-0, and Higgins takes outside. And Lucchese falls behind, two balls and no strikes. The lefty's 2-0 pitch, this fouled off the very top of the screen. And back down onto the field of play. And the count 2-1. Higgins 0-for-4 yesterday. 2-for-16 in the series. Hitting at a .174. Four homers, 23 RBIs. Lucchese kicks the 2-1. And Higgins a high fly ball to left. Back in two as left goes Thomas. And skimming along the warning track makes the catch for the first out of the frame. One away in the second brings up the first baseman today, Tim Cisnara, making his first start in the field this week. Cisnara 1-for-4 yesterday with a double. Is also hit by a pitch, 3-for-15 in the series. Cisnara 4-for-17 with the Ironbirds, a homer and an RBI. Lucchese deliberate. Now his first pitch. And Cisnara takes down and in. It's 1-0. Brooklyn wearing the blue and orange alternates on this Sunday. Blue jersey tops with Brooklyn and orange script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange border. As Cisnara takes a called strike. It's even at 1-1.
White, blue, and orange stripes around the shoulders. On the back, blue once again, and to get up towards the shoulders, that blue fades into white, showing off the New York and Brooklyn skyline. The 1-1. And Cisnara checks his swing. Did he go? No on appeal, says Shaw. And the count 2-1. White pants all the way down to the ankles for Lucchese. Red and gold piping along the side. White and black cleats buried into the stadium mound. Here's the 2-1. And Cisnara takes outside for ball three. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. With the orange interlocking BK logo on the front. Lucchese acquired by the Mets back in January of 2021. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and Cisnara tied up inside on a fastball. And the count full. It was a three-team trade, came over from San Diego. Pirates sent Joe Musgrove to the Padres in that deal. Mets traded Andy Rodriguez, who has become a big leaguer with the Pirates. The 3-2, inside and low, ball four. Didn't miss by much. Good spot from Lucchese. But a little bit downstairs, and Cisnara, the first base runner today for the Ironbirds.
Yeah, I think Joey a little displeased there. Just missed his spot, and as a result, the Ironbirds have their first base runner of the afternoon.
One on, one out for Jacob Teeter. Returns to his spot in left field tonight after starting at first base yesterday. Went 2-for-4 with a double and a run scored. 4-for-16 in the series. And he fouls the first pitch behind home plate. And the count 0-1. Teeter hitting at 265 in 41 games with the Ironbirds. Three homers, 24 RBIs. So Cisnara takes his lead, the 0-1. And Teeter looks at a called strike. It's 0-2. Pirates in that three-team trade, acquiring David Bednar, who's become an all-star. And minor leaguers Hudson Head, Drake Fellows, and Omar Cruz in that three-team trade. Lucchese has battled injuries since coming over to the Mets organization. Basically missed all of last year. The 0-2. Outside, it's a ball and two strikes. Lucchese made 8 rehab appearances last year among 3 different minor league affiliates. Then after suffering a torn UCL in his left elbow in June of 2021, underwent Tommy John surgery, missed the remainder of that season. The 1-2, and Teeter goes fishing for strike three. Chase the breaking ball in the dirt. And Joey Lucchese has his first strikeout of the night. Two out of the top of the second. That painting the corner punch out. Brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. One on, two out for Isaac De Leon. De Leon had off yesterday. Went 0-for-1 with a couple of walks on Friday night. 1-for-10 of the series, Lucchese throws over. And Cisnara back standing. De Leon hitting at a .181. This is 82nd game, 4 homers, 22 RBIs. Lucchese from the belt. And his first pitch, fastball outside for ball one. Lucchese landing on AAA Syracuse's IL. Back on July the 20th. Joined Brooklyn's roster on Tuesday to start his rehab. A look at first, now the 1-0. And De Leon watches the breaking ball drop in. And the count evens at 1-1. Big hole between the second baseman Smith and the first baseman Lugo holding on the runner. Not expecting De Leon to go to the opposite field, the 1-1. And Lucchese fires a strike on the inside corner. It's 1-2. Well, bad news for Cyclone fans as the suspended game between Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore has gone final. What a wild game. It was a 6-4 Hudson Valley lead when the game got suspended. As that ball bouncing in front of the dish, blocked by Osborne, it's 2-2. But Jersey Shore led the game 10-7 going into the bottom of the eighth inning. Hudson Valley had a game-tying three-run home run off the bat of Christopher Familia. Tied the game at 10 in the bottom of the eighth, but Jersey Shore 2 in the top of the ninth inning. On an Otto Kemp single and a Leandro Pineda double. Is that in the dirt? Ricochets off Osborne's shoulder and gets far enough away for Cisnara to take second base on the wild pitch. So the count now full 3-2. And Aberdeen with the runner in scoring position.
Yeah, that's been a wacky series, really. You think about a couple of nights ago, that 12-inning contest Hudson Valley walked it off on, and now more chaos in the suspended game today.
And Jersey Shore ends up winning that one 12-10, so Brooklyn's lead to the north back down to 2. A 3-2 off the hands to second. Easy play for Smith, and he'll make the toss on to Lugo to retire the side. No runs, no hits. One man left on a walk at the end of one and a half, still scoreless on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning. Cyclones and Ironbirds are scoreless, 5, 6, and 7. Two up for Brooklyn in the inning. Smith, Osborne, and Tillian, the three scheduled to bat against the right-hander Daniel Lloyd. Lloyd making his 21st appearance, 15th start of the year, 4-5, a 3.46 ERA. Has two saves out of the bullpen, 85 hits and 80 and two-thirds innings, 29 walks and 88 strikeouts. Worked around a leadoff double last inning. DeAndre Smith leads things off here in the second and powers one in the air to right. Got it off the end of the bat, though, moving to his left, Guerrero to make the catch. One pitch, one out in the second inning. Here's the catcher, Drake Osborne. Osborne had off yesterday, 2-for-4 with a home run and an RBI on Friday night. 4-for-11 in the series with a couple of home runs. And he takes inside for ball one. Drake hitting at a .178 on the year, 51 games played. 9 homers, 26 runs batted in. 1-0, and Drake takes a call at strike. It's 1-1. Lloyd took the loss on Tuesday night, gave up 3 runs on 6 hits in 5 innings. Walked 1 and struck out 3 through 79 pitches. As Osborne rolls over on 1-3rd, backhanded by Higgins. Low throw dug out on the backhand by Cisnara. And Drake retired, 2 down in the second. Two out. Here's Junior Tillian. Tillian making the start at third base this afternoon for the Cyclones. Tillian, just his fourth start at third since joining Brooklyn the tail end of June. And he takes a called strike away. It's 0-1. Tillian, last played on Friday, went 1-for-1 with a couple of walks, hitting at .238 with the Cyclones. Three home runs, 15 RBIs, the 0-1. Down and away, it's even at a ball and a strike. Aberdeen today wearing the road grays with royal blue sleeves. Aberdeen and orange script lettering across the chest, the 1-1. And Tillian laid on the fastball. The count of ball and two strikes. Orange numerals front and back with that same royal blue outline. Royal blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Gray pants for Lloyd all the way down to the ankles. 1-2. And Tillian takes high. Two balls and two strikes. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. Orange script A logo on the front with the silver and powder blue Ironbird logo through the front. The 2-2 pitch sweeps outside. And Tillian's worked the count full at 3-2. Base is empty, two out, bottom of the second, no score. Lloyd's payoff pitch, and Tillian checks his swing. He went around, says the base umpire, Shaw. Tillian can't believe it. Not the first time we've seen a player be frustrated with a strike call from Shaw on the bases today. But a 1-2-3, bottom of the second for Daniel Lloyd. No runs, no hits, nobody left after 2-0 score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Celebrating baby's first ball game here on Coney Island today. A Sunday fun day as well, and as a result, for those of you watching on MILB TV, a couple of dads dance battling with pink tutus on, as only Coney Island and the Brooklyn Cyclones can provide here on this gorgeous Sunday. Everyone having some fun. Scoreless game as we move to the top of the third inning, bottom of the 2 o'clock hour. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you here from Brooklyn. Kevin Guerrero, Arizona Placencia, back to the top of the order, and Creed Willems due up in the inning. And the first pitch to Guerrero hit on the ground at third. Fielded there by Tillian, and he'll make the play to first. One pitch and one out to start the inning. Now it's Arizona Placencia. He had a base hit yesterday, was 1-for-4. 1-for-8 in the series, hitting at .125 with the Ironbirds. This is 12th game with the club, 4-for-32. No extra base hits, no RBIs. Lucchese from the first base side, and the first pitch misses away. And the count 1-0. Continuing a look around the South Atlantic League here in the third. But you know what's going on across the circuit today. 1-0. And Placencia pulls it foul. It's 1-1. We mentioned Jersey Shore, a 12-10 win over Hudson Valley earlier today. So Brooklyn's leading the North down to two games with 25 left to play, including this afternoon. Winston-Salem leading Rome 5-2 through 6 in Georgia. The 1-1 from Lucchese. And a fastball strike at the letters. It's 1-2. Asheville and Hickory playing a doubleheader. Asheville a 5-0 lead in the top of the fifth. Zach Cole is sixth home run of the year. The 1-2 from Joey. Misses down and in, breaking ball. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Asheville, through four innings, has not allowed a hit. And just one base runner on a walk. We'll have a second game following that one. The 2-2 off the end of the bat towards second. Smith backing up on it at the last second. Makes the throw on to Lugo. And two quick ground ball outs to start the third inning. Back to the top of the order in Creed Willems as fly to center tonight. Moving to the bottom of the second in Kentucky, Bowling Green and Wilmington are tied at one. Jared McKenzie, a solo home run for Wilmington, is fifth. Brad Lord against J.J. Goss. Greenville will host Greensboro at 3:05 this afternoon. That down in South Carolina. As Willems takes down and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Then, of course, Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore playing a seven-inning nightcap today. It'll be Brendan Beck against Rafael Marcano in that one. The 1-0 from Lucchese. And Willems takes outside. It's two balls and no strikes. No score, top of the third. Final game of this series, the 2-0, and Willems takes inside by the shins. It's three balls and no strikes. Willems, number 24 prospect in the Orioles organization, according to Baseball America. Number 22 by MLB.com. Guy with immense power. The 3-0, and Willems rolls it up the first baseline. It's 3-1. Out of Aledo High School in Texas, former eighth-round pick. Third baseman Tillian well off the line at third. Now the 3-1, and Willems hits it on the ground right side and past the diving glove of Smith into right field for a base hit. So that snaps Willems' 0-for-16 slide to start the series. And Aberdeen with one on and two out in the third inning at their first base hit of the afternoon.
And even still, Lucchese still inducing a lot of soft contact. That nothing more than a ground ball, just a well-placed ground ball that snuck through for the Ironbirds' first hit of the afternoon.
One on, two out. Elio Prado will dig in. Prado fly ball to right in his first at-bat today. Prado just 21 years old out of Caracas, Venezuela. Lucchese with a cross step towards first. Sets at the belt, now comes home, and Prado chases in the dirt. Good block by Osborne. Willems stays put at first. And it's no balls and a strike. Prado, another member of this Aberdeen team that was not originally signed by the Orioles, either out of the draft or out of Latin America. Was originally signed by the Red Sox in July of 2018 and then traded to Baltimore a year later at the deadline. This fouled back, it's 0-2. Was acquired along with Noelberth Romero, a shortstop in the deal that sent Andrew Kashner, the right-hander, to Boston. Prado missed all of the 2021 season. Now at high A in 2023. As he takes inside. And it's a ball and two strikes. Willems takes his lead off the first base bag. Lugo holds him on. Sun shining. The 1-2. Low. Good spot from Lucchese. Prado able to stay away. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Prado's seen as a center fielder long term with power and speed. An advanced batting eye. Trying to keep the rally brewing for Aberdeen with two out in the third. A throw back to first, and Willems dives in safely. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, Brooklyn will take on Hudson Valley on Tuesday night here. As we're being joined now by the Mets vet dog in training, Seaver. At their first Cyclone game today, as Prado takes high 3-2. And in the bottom half of the inning, we'll have our Dave and Buster's Kitcaster of the game as well. A lot going on a Sunday fun day here in Brooklyn. Runner will be off on the 3-2, the payoff, and Prado fouls it back. You can always follow Seaver and their journey at Mets Vet Dog, MetsVetDog. You can find them on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. Of course, sponsored by the Amazing Mets Foundation and America's Vet Dogs. The payoff pitch, fastball, strike three call, 92 on the outside corner. And Prado down looking to end the inning. No runs, a hit, one man left at the end of two and a half, no score. On Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Go to the bottom of the third inning here on Coney Island, an absolutely gorgeous Sunday afternoon. Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, no score in the bottom of the third inning. And as always on our Sundays, we are joined now by our David Buster's Kitcaster of the game. That is Emily Shaw. Threw out a first pitch this afternoon, has been given the first class treatment here on Coney Island today. Emily, welcome. How you doing?
I'm good.
Having a good time at the ballpark this afternoon?
Yes.
Who are you out here on Coney Island with today?
My mom, my brother, my dad, my aunt and uncle.
That's fantastic. You a big baseball fan, Emily?
I am.
I was going to say, you got the Mets jersey with the Cyclones logo on it. It's fantastic. Is that something you were given today, or is that something you've had in the closet for a while?
I got that today.
As De Los Santos fouls the first pitch of the inning off to the left, and the count is 0-1. Has there been a favorite part of the afternoon so far?
Probably the first pitch.
Nervous at all before you went out there and
a
took the mound?
Bit.
Do any practicing with mom or dad before the game today?
Yeah.
As De Los Santos swings and misses a 0-2.
It's a big spot. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
First pitch is a very big deal, but you handled it very well.
Absolutely. Might have to give maybe Keith Ratt a couple of pointers after Thursday night. Jokingly, of course. Keith coming back here to Coney Island now with the Mets. De Los Santos takes high 1-2. How's your summer been, Emily?
It's been good.
You guys been doing anything fun? What's been your favorite part of the summer so far, besides today, obviously?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to Dominican Republic, so I'm excited for that.
That sounds fantastic. Omar De Los Santos from the Dominican as he strikes out to begin the bottom of the third inning. You see our vantage point high atop here. Justin Rock, I'm the guy with the hot dog hat on. Johnny Gadamowicz, the sunglass-wearing young man to my left. And Emily right here in the middle, waving to the crowd. And the audience here on Coney Island, Charlie Jacobs shadowing us as well today, waving to the audience at home as well as Ryland Thomas fouls it to the left. It is 0-1. How long are you guys going to the Dominican for?
Till Friday.
It sounds like a great week of vacation. Have you guys been out there before?
Nope.
Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to during that vacation or just some time on the beach and by the water?
Definitely the beach.
What more could you ask for?
I was going to say, sounds like a perfect way to close out the summer. A little vacation after little nine-inning vacation here on Coney Island today as Ryland Thomas takes a strike. It's 0-2. No score, bottom of the third. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you, joined alongside Emily Shaw, our Dave and Buster's kid caster of the game today as the 0-2 foul to our left. It's no balls and two strikes still.
Emily, is this your first time at a Cyclones game, or have you been before?
This is my first time.
First time. Very cool. Exciting.
What have you liked about the experience so far? Have you been out to Coney Island before?
I think so, yeah.
As Thomas puts one in the air to center, coming into his right, Prado to make the catch. And there are two out in the third inning. Back to the top of the order in Jet Williams, who has Brooklyn's only hit. A leadoff double in the bottom of the first inning. You a big roller coaster girl, Emily? You thinking about making a trip over to Luna Park after the game this afternoon?
Might.
I was going to say, might not have to give you a headset and have you correspond for us from the roller coasters after the game today. As Jet Williams attacks the first pitch, bounces it on the ground a third. Throw across the diamond by Higgins in time to end the inning. Emily, anyone you want to shout out here on the broadcast before you go back to hanging out with your family and enjoying the afternoon?
Just my parents.
Well, that's a pretty darn good shout-out with Mom and Dad standing alongside here on Coney Island. Emily, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
You're always welcome
to come back anytime, and please have a safe and wonderful trip out in the Dominican with your family.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. We'll come back with the top of the fourth, no score, on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclones social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the fourth inning. Joey Lucchese back to work. 3-4 and 5 due up for Aberdeen in the inning, and due up to the play-by-play microphone, my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, Justin, thank you so much. No score as we go to the top of the fourth on this gorgeous Sunday afternoon on Coney Island. Joey Lucchese's first toss of the fourth is swung on and ripped down the right field line, foul out into the parking lot, and it's nothing and one. Lucchese has only surrendered one hit so far. Aberdeen's lone base knock came off the bat of Creed Willems, a two-out single in the third. Other than that, not many blips on Lucchese's line outside of one walk. Brooklyn offensively, though, has only countered with one hit themselves. Lucchese out of the full wind, working on Frederick Ben Cosme. Here's an 0-1. Ben Cosme takes just a bit outside, and it is one ball and one strike.
And Jake Lyons up and throwing in Aberdeen's left field bullpen. I have to imagine he'll come on and start the bottom of the fourth for the Ironbirds, with Lloyd making his second start of the week.
1-1 on the way. Swing and a fly ball, left-hand side, shallow left field. Shortstop's Williams back, but he's called off by Thomas, the left fielder, who comes in to make the catch for out number one. So one up, one down for Lucchese in the third, or rather fourth. And now he gets Ryan Higgins for the second time this afternoon. Higgins today 0 for 1. He flew out to left to lead off the top of the second. Final contest of this six-game set between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Cyclones will not hit the road, though, following the game today. They'll stay home. First pitch, Higgins fouls it backwards out of play. It's nothing and one. Only the second time all season, the Cyclones home for back-to-back full weeks. Brooklyn will welcome Hudson Valley to town on Tuesday for the first of a six-game crucial series against the Yanks High A affiliate, the Renegades. Lucchese ahead 0-1. He deals. Misses just a bit inside. Looked like Higgins wanted to go around, but then thought better of it at the last second. So a ball and a strike. No score here. Top four. Bases empty and one gone. Brooklyn infield playing back. The entirety of the turf field bathing in sunlight. 1-1. Higgins fouls it straight back towards us. Won't quite reach us, though. One ball and two strikes. Well, we had Charlie here earlier in the week shadowing our broadcast, and we had a foul ball in the booth. Thought maybe for a hot second there it would be number two. You got some sort of magnet on here or something? One ball, two strikes. Bases empty, one gone, no score. Lucchese hides his eyes behind the mitt. Now the southpaw into a 1-2 wind. Swinging a flare on the right-hand side. Played off a hop by the second baseman, Smith, who relays over to first in time for out number two. So Lucchese continues to keep the damage to a minimum. He's retired the first two batters he's faced here in the top of the fourth. Now he gets Tim Susnara, lefty swinging first baseman. Plenty of blue sky overhead. A couple of mashed potato looking puffy white clouds overhead as well. First pitch misses inside towards the hips of Susnara for ball one. Brooklyn in the home half, 2-3-4. The big boys, if you will, Ramirez, Consuegra, then Lugo. We'll try to provide Brooklyn its first run of the afternoon. Lucchese, 1-0. Swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike. We've seen Joey implement that churv that, of course, he is known for quite often tonight. But that last pitch, he went to the heater. And Susnara couldn't catch up. 1-1. Back to the breaking ball, and swinging a miss over the top of it from Susnara. So Lucchese ahead, one ball and two strikes. Only two punch outs for Joey so far this afternoon. But that hasn't prevented him from piecing together a solid outing. Gets the sign, ready to go. 1-2 pitch, misses down and away. And it's two balls and two strikes. But he hasn't been falling behind in counts very often. That has been instrumental thus far in keeping the Ironbirds off the scoreboard. Stands directly atop the bump, and here's a 2-2. Misses just a bit inside. Three balls and two strikes. Drake Osborne, Brooklyn's catcher, with a very nice effort to try to frame that borderline pitch. But it is ball three, and now a full count delivery upcoming to Susnara. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty, no score. Lucchese ready to go, he fires. Ground ball, right-hand side, playable for Smith. He fields and throws over to first in time to retire the side. So a 1-2-3, top of the fourth for Joey Lucchese. We've played 3.5 here in Brooklyn, still no score on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
This pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. On the right-hander, Jake Lyons, 6'5", 280, will celebrate his 25th birthday next week from Irving, Texas. Former 22nd round pick out of Oklahoma State. Final line for Jake Lloyd. Or Daniel Lloyd, excuse me. Three shutout innings, one hit, no walks, struck out two. Lloyd, 29 pitches and 21 strikes. 2-3-4 due up for Brooklyn against Lions in the fourth, Johnny.
Yeah, very nice day for Lloyd, but his day does come to an end after three innings in this scoreless tie. And now Jake Lyons on first pitch. Misses high and tight to Alex Ramirez for ball one. Ramirez today, 0-for-1, flew out to center back in the bottom of the first. No score here in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0. Ramirez takes outside. Two balls and no strikes to the Brooklyn center fielder. It has been a pitcher's duel so far. Only two hits combined between these two squads. But now Aberdeen to the pen. 2-0. Ripped on the ground, left-hand side. Third baseman Higgins to his left. Fields and zips it over to first. In time for the inning's first out.
Brooklyn hasn't had a base runner, Johnny, since Jet Williams led off this game with a double off the deep left center field fence.
Cyclones had their base runners last night. 10 men left, the most in any game of this series so far. Not the case thus far tonight, though. First pitch to Stanley Consuegra. Misses high for ball one. Consuegra at 230. During his time with Brooklyn here in 2023. Tough day yesterday, 0-for-5, a pair of strikeouts, 1-0. Consuegra rips it down the third baseline, played on a backhand by Higgins, makes the throw from foul territory, and it takes the first baseman off the bag. Susnara caught it, but the only way he was going to catch it was if he left the first base area. So Consuegra in safely, and Brooklyn has their first base runner since Jet Williams went off the ball game with a double.
107 and a half miles an hour off the bat there from Consuegra. He legs out an infield base hit.
Now William Lugo for the second time this afternoon. Grounded out to short his first time up. Consuegra off of first, first pitch. Lugo takes up and in for ball one. So Consuegra standing off of first base. Not a huge threat to Gill. Only two swiped bags to his credit. 1-0 the count on Lugo. Lyons out of the stretch. Here's a 1-0. Lugo takes inside. A called strike, though. And it's 1-1 on a 90-mile-an-hour heater. DeAndre Smith waiting on deck. Then Drake Osborne after him should things get that far. No score here at the bottom of the fourth. Consuegra in front of the cutout. 1-1. Lugo takes away. And it's two balls and a strike. Both teams with some blue and orange in their color schemes this afternoon. Brooklyn wearing the alternate jerseys. New York City skyline imprinted on the back of that jersey, separating blue below and white above. Twist and a throw over to check on Consuegra. Nice pickoff move, but Stanley back. Aberdeen, for the first time this series, if I'm not mistaken, Justin, changing it up. They were exclusively wearing those powder blues. But today they go to the grays with the blue shoulders and orange numbers and letters. Gray pants to complement. 2-1. Lugo tips it back foul. and it's two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, they wear those powder blue jerseys quite a bit. I want to say they wore them about half the time when the Cyclones played them in Aberdeen back in mid-June.
Doesn't matter, home, away, you name it.
And they're clean look. I understand why.
Tough to blame them. They are some nice threads. 2-2, one away. Runner on first base. Another check on Consuegra, but Stanley underneath the tag of the first baseman, Susnar. So that's the second time that Lyons, the right-hander, is thrown over. And if he does it again, he needs to get Stanley. Otherwise, he's awarded second base. Two balls, two strikes on Lugo towards the back of the righty batter's box. And a 2-2 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Misses up and in. And it's three balls and two strikes to the Brooklyn first baseman.
You know, sometimes when you've got the headset on, Johnny can mishear things that come across the PA. Rick Rosetto, our PA announcer, asking the crowd if anyone lost an iPhone with a blue case in one of the sections.
3-2, runner goes, and the pitch misses low for ball four.
I thought he said, does anyone want an iPhone with a blue case? It's like, are we auctioning off iPhones now in the middle of the ball game?
There'd be a line spanning up the entirety of the staircase to get up here.
I'm going to say, where do I get my raffle ticket?
So Brooklyn in business here in the bottom of the fourth. Probably the best opportunity the Cyclones have had tonight. Only time tonight they've had numerous base runners in a frame. First and second. And still only one gone for DeAndre Smith. Consuegra on second, Lugo on first. Pitch. Smith takes a called strike on the inner half, and it's nothing and one. The numbers on Lyons so far this season, all with Aberdeen, 15 games, 16 starts, 46 and a third innings, and a 3.69 ERA. The right-hander looks back towards second, now focuses towards home. Another glance at second, now the 0-1. Smith over the middle of the infield, a looping ball that drops. The shortstop collects, taps on the second base bag, and his throw goes to first. They've got Consuegra in a pickle. He's chased all the way back to the second base bag, where he is out. It's an inning-ending double play. So an interesting sequence, and as a result, Brooklyn comes up empty-handed here in the home fourth. We're still scoreless through four on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We move to the fifth. No score from Coney Island. Brooklyn and Aberdeen closing up a six-game set. Only three combined hits so far in this game. Brooklyn has two, and Aberdeen has one. Joey Lucchese back out for inning number five, where he'll face 6-7-8 to begin the top of the fifth. Jacob Teeter, Isaac De Leon, and then Kevin Guerrero. First, Jacob Teeter, who's 0-for-1, struck out swinging. Lucchese only two strikeouts so far through four, but has limited the Birds to just one hit. His first toss, swinging a fly ball, flared foul into the seats, left-hand side, and it's nothing and one. Got to give a birthday shout-out over the air on this Sunday afternoon. Happy birthday, Mom. Hope you're enjoying it if you're listening. Looking forward to a nice family dinner after the game this afternoon.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Gadamowitz.
Hopefully the Cyclones can give you a victory.
What's on the menu tonight, Johnny?
I'm not going to spoil it. It's a surprise.
Oh, then
Now I'm sorry I asked. Didn't want to get you in trouble with Dad. Or your sister, for that matter.
Lucchese ahead, nothing and one on Teeter. Into the wind and the pitch. Fastball misses just a bit outside for ball one. And we'll keep Mom on her toes, at least for the time being. She'll find out sooner or later.
Is that our Coney Convo's trivia question?
Where is the Gadamwitz family going to dinner tonight? 1-1. Swing and a miss. Uppercut swing. All he caught was air on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's 1-2 to the big lefty bat, Jacob Teeter. Teeter, a multi-hit day yesterday, also scored a run.
I was going to say, tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer.
No kidding. Everything is on the table. Brooklyn infield playing back. Lucchese ahead, 1-2. He fires. Swing and a miss, strike three. Went to that curve. And Teeter had no chance. Third punch out of the evening, rather afternoon, for Joey Lucchese. A painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. So one up, one down in the fifth, and now Isaac De Leon, the designated hitter. Lucchese into his wind, first toss. Swing and a line drive, hit to right field. Consuegra back, and he makes the catch a couple of steps in front of the warning track for the inning's second out. Well, Lucchese has really settled in nicely. Not that he ever got out to an inauspicious start. But for Joey now, he has sat down six straight. No base runner since Creed Willems' single back in the third.
Now, Paul Gervais warming up in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Lucchese probably out of a pitch count around 65, and with him at 62 through 4 2/3, Chris Newell going to make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change.
So Lucchese will depart this ball game, having not surrendered a run, nor will he on his final line with the bases empty. No score as Paul Gervais on and Joey Lucchese off will step aside on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On is the long-limbed right-hander Paul Gervais, 6'10", 240 pounds, 23 years old, from Fuquay Varina in North Carolina. Final line for Joey Lucchese in his second rehab start. 4 2/3 innings, no runs, a hit, a walk, three strikeouts on 63 pitches, Johnny.
Yeah, Lucchese not too shabby. And now bases empty, two gone. Gervais on first pitch, ground ball to third, where it's snared by Dillian, whips it over to first in time to retire the sign. So how about that for Paulie G? One pitch, and he gets out of the top of the fifth. No score through 4.5 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juji Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
We go to the bottom of the fifth from Maimonides Park, where the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Aberdeen Ironbirds are scoreless. Cyclones will try to pull in front here in the home fifth. They send 6-7-8 Drake Osborne, Junior Dillian, and Omar De Los Santos up to bat. Brooklyn had two men on with only one out in the fourth before an inning-ending double play ground ball was hit by DeAndre Smith. Now Drake Osborne, first pitch. Drake takes a breaking ball in for a called strike from Jake Lyons, and it's nothing and one. Lyons back out of this Aberdeen bullpen, his second full inning of relief work. A one. Osborne takes low and away, and it's one ball and one strike to the Brooklyn catcher. Drake gets just .178 so far this season. He does have 9 home runs, though, 4 of which have come against this Ironbird squad. 1-1. Osborne lifts this one in the air to center field. Not very deep, and the center fielder Prado casually makes the catch after taking only about a step or two in. Now Junior Tillian, bases empty, one gone. Tillian back in the lineup for Brooklyn after having not played last night. Junior at third base this afternoon. We've seen him mostly at short and second. First pitch, misses up and in. Tillian had to duck out of the way of it. A little sweet chin music and a 1-0 count on the righty hitting Tillian. Junior 0 for 1, a swinging strikeout. Lyons from the wind, 1-0, and Tillian cranks this one to left center field. That is well struck, and it's down just in front of the warning track. Tillian chugging his way towards second. He's in safely. A stand-up 1-out double for Junior Tillian. And the Cyclones have a man in scoring position with only one away here in the bottom of the fifth.
Not quite enough distance to get it over the fence, but Brooklyn, once again, a man in scoring position. Trying to capitalize now with 8 and 9 due up.
Well, the Cyclones are just 1-for-12 with men in scoring position in yesterday's 8-to-3 loss. Can they turn the tide here? Next, Omar De Los Santos, man on second, one away, the pitch. De Los Santos takes a breaking ball for a strike. It's nothing and one. Omar 0-for-1 today, a strikeout. Like Tillian on second base, also had the day off last night. Closed stance from the back of the righty batter's box. And a dark red bat off his right shoulder. A one. De Los Santos whiffs and misses at a pitch in the dirt. And it's nothing and two to Omar. Ryland Thomas on deck for Brooklyn. And back to the top for Jet Williams. No score here in the bottom of the fifth. That double off the bat of Tillian, only Brooklyn's third hit of the afternoon. Lyons stares back the runner. Continues to look his way. Now the 0-2. De Los Santos pokes it in the air. Right-hand side, foul ground, and it gets out of play. So Omar stays defensive. And another 0-2 pitch upcoming. De Los Santos, 124 strikeouts this season. That leads this Brooklyn squad. Behind here, 0-2, needing to protect with a man in scoring position and one gone. Big hole on the right side and the pitch. De Los Santos takes towards the ankles for ball one. Sunscreen sent in the air on this Sunday afternoon, a little past 3 o'clock. With Justin, I'm Johnny. Thanks for hanging out with us. No score. Dillian off second base. 1-2. De Los Santos swings and misses for strike three on the fastball. 91 on the gun from Lyons. That's his first strikeout of the afternoon. And De Los Santos down on strikes for the second time today. So now it falls on the back of Ryland Thomas. Maybe the guy you want up in this situation if you are Brooklyn. He has been a base hit machine. 344 since coming up from low A St. Lucie. First pitch. Thomas takes up and away for ball one. Maybe as good of a nine hitter as you'll find in the South Atlantic League. Thomas had a three hit day yesterday, scored a run and walked. 0 for 1 this afternoon so far, though. Waiting on a 1-0 with Tillian off second. Pitch. Thomas takes high, and it's two balls and no strikes to Ryland. Jet Williams waiting on deck. Cyclones trying to take the game's first lead here in this series finale. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. 2-0. Thomas whacks it to straightaway center field. Prado camping underneath, couple of steps back, reaches up to make the one-handed catch to retire the side. So Brooklyn strands another man in scoring position. They waste a one-out double from Junior Dillian at the end of five. It is Aberdeen nothing and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Gervais needed only one pitch to get out of the top of the fifth, so as you might expect, he comes back out to toss the sixth. He gets 9-1-2, Placencia, Willems, then Prado against this Ironbirds lineup in a scoreless tie. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Gervais leads Brooklyn in appearances this year out of the bullpen. Last time we saw him, though, he wasn't his sharpest. Did pitch earlier in the week in this series, went only a third of an inning, and surrendered two runs on one hit and two walks. Trying to keep this a scoreless tie. The big 6'10 righty, his first pitch, swing and a miss on a 92-mile-an-hour heater, and it's nothing and one. Arizona Placencia just couldn't catch up to it. Aberdeen second baseman, 0-for-1 today with a ground out. 0-1. Placencia checks his swing and clearly went around. By the time he decided he wanted to hold, was already fully into the motion. And it's nothing and two. But Gervais has really enjoyed being in Brooklyn this year. 0-2. Fastball misses high above the zone at 96. And it's a ball and two strikes. This is team-leading 31st appearance. A 1.85 ERA. 69 strikeouts in 43 innings. 1-2. Wasted down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Gervais, of course, the former LSU Tiger. And former D3 walk-on. Now thriving in pro ball. 2-2. Misses downstairs. And Placencia battles back to work the count full. Still only four base hits total in this ballgame. Three of them belong to the Cyclones. Aberdeen only has one. It came in the third, a Creed Willems single. Gervais belt set, payoff, swing and a miss, strike three. Dialed it up to 95, and Plasencia down on strikes. A painting the corner strikeout, brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. So now back to the top we go, Creed Willems, who has Aberdeen's only hit. Righty arm on lefty bat, the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's nothing and one. Joey Lucchese started this game for Brooklyn in a rehab outing and was solid through 4 2/3. 0-1, misses badly away, and it's 1-1. Lucchese surrendered just the one hit, one walk, three strikeouts. In his second rehab outing of the week with Brooklyn. Base is empty, one gone. A scoreless tie and a 1-1 pitch upcoming. Swing and a miss. Gervais right back to the fastball. Willems couldn't do anything with it. And Paul ahead, 1-2. Creed just 2 for his last 31. That was entering today. Did single earlier, though. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Gervais got him on the heater again. Back-to-back punch-outs for Paul. Two up, two down. And now Elio Prado with the bases empty and two gone. Another Lock and Solo Paints painting the corner strikeout.
Yeah, no, Gervais loves using that gnarly breaking ball that he's got, but he's been relying on the fastball here in the sixth inning and really ripping it by the barrels of Aberdeen's bats.
First toss to Prado. Takes a slider for a strike. It's nothing and one. For Prado, multi-hit games in three of his last six contests. 6 for 22 during that span. 4 runs scored, 3 runs batted in as well. 0-1. Prado taps it on the left side. Third baseman Dillian ranging into the hole. Makes the play and the throw in time to retire the side. So a 1-2-3 for Paul Gervais in the top of the sixth. We've played 5.5 in Brooklyn. Still no score on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Going for the series win here on this Sunday afternoon against Aberdeen. No score as we enter the bottom of the sixth and the top of the Cyclones lineup due up. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Brooklyn no runs on 3 hits and no errors. For Aberdeen, no runs on just a singular base hit and no errors. Jet Williams has one of those 3 Brooklyn hits. He doubled back in the first, working on a 1-for-2 day. Jake Lyons set to toss his 3rd inning of relief for the Ironbirds. First pitch, Williams takes high, and it goes all the way to the backstop. Williams, the catcher, couldn't haul it in. Doesn't matter, though, with nobody on. And 1-0-0 to the leadoff man, Jet Williams. Williams at 257 during his time in Brooklyn this year. 1-0, and Jet takes a strike on the breaking ball. It's 1-1. 1-for-3 day yesterday for Jet out of the leadoff spot. Was the DH and I to go? The shortstop today. 1-1 in there for a called strike. and it's 1-2. Williams, Ramirez, then Consuegra. The three in the frame for the Cyclones. 1-2 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Williams takes high. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jet, of course, the number 14 overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft. One of the Mets' 2 first-rounders. 2-2 checks his swing and did not go on appeal. So it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Of course, the other Kevin Parada. Williams, though, out of the 14 spot. 1 spot behind Los Angeles Angels shortstop Zach Neto, who has already reached the major league level.
He was the first position player from last year's draft to make the big leagues.
Payoff. Williams takes inside, ball 4. Fastball just missed from the right-hander Lyons. And Brooklyn in business here in the 6th with the leadoff man on in the speedy Williams.
And Williams just continuing to find ways on base. Entered play today, top 5 in all of minor league baseball in walks. That is 81st of the year.
An on-base machine. And he represents the go-ahead run in this scoreless tie here in the bottom of the 6th. Lyons out of the stretch. Alex Ramirez up. A throw over to check on Williams. Dives back safely head first. Ramirez 0-for-2. Fly out and a ground out so far today. His bright neon cleats. First pitch. Ramirez takes high. Williams takes off for second. Throw is late. He's safe. Jed Williams swipes second base, and Brooklyn has a man in scoring position. Wasn't a bad throw whatsoever by the catcher, Williams. But credit Williams with getting a great jump on the pitch and going hard the whole way.
Fifth stolen base in Brooklyn, 37th total.
1-0 upcoming to Ramirez. Here's the pitch. Ramirez takes a strike on the outside corner. Alex not a fan of the call. 1 ball and 1 strike. Brooklyn stranded Junior Tillian at second base an inning ago after his 1-out double. Nobody out here in the 6th. 1-1. Ramirez takes a breaking ball for a strike. And again, doesn't appear to like the call, but regardless, it is 1 ball and 2 strikes. And now Alex walking around in a small circle in that righty batter's box.
I think even Chris Newell letting Chad Westlake know what he thought of those last 2 strike calls. Chris usually pretty quiet when it comes to balls and strikes.
Ramirez gets defensive, 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to the third baseman, played off a hop by Higgins on a backhand and lofts it over to first in time for the inning's first out. Ramirez hit it hard, but right to the third baseman Higgins, and now 1 away for Stanley Consuegra. So Alex's struggles at the plate continue after an 0-for-5 day with 3 strikeouts yesterday. He's now 0-for-3 this afternoon. Lyons not out of the woods just yet, though, only 1 away, and Williams still on second base. First pitch, Consuegra takes a fastball high, it's 1-0. Stanley has 1 of Brooklyn's 3 hits today when he singled in the 4th. Brooklyn put 2 men on with only 1 out before an inning-ending double play. Big hole on the right side for the righty batter, Consuegra. Open stance, 1-0. Breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike, and Consuegra flails both hands up in the air in disagreement.
Looked a little high.
Waves the bat about over the plate before getting into his batting stance. And a 1-1 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball stays high. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike to Consuegra. Stanley, like Ramirez before him, 0-for-5 yesterday. 2 strikeouts. Upcoming. Lyons deals. Consuegra ripping a miss. Threw a fastball at 91. It's 2-2. Tried to plant that baseball out on the beach. Plenty of umbrellas on display of all sorts of shapes, sizes, colors. A sunny afternoon here as we ring in the end of the week. 2-2, runner bluffs. Consuegra taps it left-hand side. Shortstop Ben Cosme on a backhand. Laser over to first. It's well too late. Williams had to stay put at second base. But Stanley aboard, and the Cyclones with two men on now on the infield single. So Williams on second, Consuegra on first. Still only one out in the frame for William Lugo. Ben Cosme did a nice job to get to that baseball and keep it in the infield. But Consuegra was going hard the whole way and beat it out in ample time.
Second straight infield hit.
Now Lugo, first pitch. Takes well outside for ball one. Big hole on the right side for the righty batter Lugo. Second baseman Plasencia shaded towards the second base bag, holding on the speedy Williams. 1-0. Lugo takes high. Two balls and no strikes. Three-game hitting streak for Lugo. He's already been on base once this afternoon when he walked in the fourth. Home crowd trying to will Brooklyn in front here in this scoreless tie in the sixth. 2-0. Lugo takes a strike, and it's 2-1.
A lot of high strikes called by Westlake here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Another one that looked a little bit upstairs.
Two balls, one strike, one out. Runners on first and second base. Pitch. Lugo takes in the dirt away, and now a 3-1 hitter's count to him. DeAndre Smith waiting on deck. Right now, Brooklyn's cleanup man trying to get the job done here in the sixth. Williams on second, and Consuegra on first. One gone and a 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Lugo right through the fastball. And Lyons battles back to work the count full. Well, since coming on, Lyons has had to dance his way out of a couple of jams. Put men on in both innings so far. 3-2. Lugo checks his swing. Did he go? He did not. And that is ball four. He held on appeal, so Brooklyn loads the bases after the one-out walk for DeAndre Smith.
Third walk allowed by Lyons today. They're basically even balls and strikes through 47 pitches at Aberdeen's bullpen, beginning to scramble to get together and get going down the left field line.
Yeah, approaching that 50 mark as a reliever. Had to figure only a matter of time until we saw some action brewing. We'll see how long the leash is for Lyons here. This game still very much in the balance. No score in the bottom of the sixth. And the bases loaded with only one out. Home plate umpire Chad Westlake out of his post, out to the mound to break up the discussion.
Yeah, this is the most pitches Lyons has thrown in a game since June the 10th. And against the Asheville Tourists, did have a stint on the IL from late June to early, or rather, late July. Looks to be Carson Carter, the man starting to get ready down the line for the Ironbirds.
And DeAndre Smith up to bat in the biggest spot in the ball game thus far. Bases loaded, one gone, no score. First pitch from Lyons. Smith swings and hits it in the air. Shallow center field. Dropping quickly, and it's in for a base hit. Nobody got there. One run in to score. Here comes a second for the plate. Smith up to second, and it's 2-0 Brooklyn. DeAndre Smith comes through in the clutch, and the Cyclones have the lead. Well, the shadows started to roll in just before that first pitch to Smith, and you have to wonder how that might have affected that ball hit into no man's land. The center fielder Prado charged in, and Plasencia ranged back. Even the right fielder Guerrero was involved in the mix, but nobody got there in time. Not sure if it was just a miscommunication or a ball that was perfectly placed, but either way, it's 2-0. Infield in, and the first pitch misses up and away to Drake Osborne.
And imagine, no error up on the video board, that's going to be a straight two-run double for DeAndre.
And a TD Bank double at that. Brought to you by TD Bank, their double-up credit card, 2% back on qualifying purchases. 1-0 to Osborne, and he hammers this one in the air. Very high, not super deep, though. Center fielder Prado camps underneath, makes the catch. Runner tags towards home and is in to score. Lugo taps home plate. It is 3-0 Cyclones here in the sixth on the sacrifice fly from Drake Osborne.
It wasn't hit terribly deep, but deep enough. Lugo got a good break from third base, and that appears to be all tonight for the right-hander Lions.
So Lions exits after the Cyclones put up a three spot against them. Brooklyn has the game's first lead, and a by-count auto mall caught on the bullpen upcoming for Aberdeen. 3-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On to make his second appearance in the series is Carson Carter, 6'4", 212, 26 years old from Keller, Texas. Last pitched on Friday night, threw a third of an inning, gave up a hit, and struck out one. And it's second, two out. Brooklyn, three runs in the frame, Johnny.
Three runs in on two hits and two walks. And now Junior Dillon up to face Carter with a runner on second and two away. First pitch misses low for ball one. It was a two-run double off the bat of DeAndre Smith, and then a sacrifice fly from Drake Osborne that has the Clones in front. 1-0 to Dillon. Carter fires. Dillon goes the other way, hammers it in the air to right field, back towards the track, ranging back, and the catch made by Guerrero on the warning track to retire the side. But Brooklyn breaks this scoreless tie courtesy of a three spot in the bottom of the sixth. It is Brooklyn 3 and Aberdeen nothing as we head to the seventh on the network and the Bally Live app.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We we go to the seventh, and for the first time this afternoon, Brooklyn will be pitching with the luxury of a lead. It is 3-0 Cyclones after the Clones put up a 3-spot in the bottom of the sixth. Paul Gervais remains out there to at least begin this top of the seventh. He gets 3-4-5 as the Ironbird Bats now have their work cut out for them down the home stretch of this ballgame. And to take over play-by-play duties the rest of the way, here's my partner, Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. 3-4-5 due up for Aberdeen in the seventh. Ben Cosme, Higgins, and Zosnara. Paul Gervais kicks and offers, and the first toss of the seventh misses low for ball one. Ben Cosme, 0-2, has grounded a first. Flied out to left today. Aberdeen, no runs, just one hit. No errors, they have left two. Brooklyn, 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors, they have stranded 4. Bottom of the 3 o'clock hour in the east, Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. Right now, 89 degrees. Here on Coney Island. Blue skies, sun shining. The 1-0. And Ben Cosme takes outside. It's 2-0. Gervais needed one pitch to get the final out of the fifth inning. And then retired the side on 12 pitches in the sixth. The 2-0. And Ben Cosme shows bunt, pulls back. And the pitch misses down by his shoelaces. And the count 3-0. Get you our Coney Convos trivia question of the afternoon. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. As Ben Cosme takes a called strike, it's 3-1. Started undoing the shin protector on his right leg, only to have to rebuckle it. The 3-1 from Gervais, low for ball 4. So Ben Cosme works a leadoff walk to start the seventh. First time Aberdeen has put the leadoff man on all day long. And their first base runner since Creed Willems singled to right with 2 out in the third inning. Ends a streak of 10 straight retired between Lucchese and Gervais. One on, nobody out for the third baseman, Ryan Higgins. But today's Coney Convo's trivia question. Mets and Orioles affiliates duking it out here today. Who has the most home runs in Mets franchise history against the Orioles, including the postseason? As Gervais takes outside, it's 1-0. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Higgins swings, pops it in the air left side. Out is the shortstop, Williams to his right, calls off everyone. And with the left fielder Thomas behind him, makes the catch for the first out of the seventh inning. One on and one out for the first baseman, Tim Cisnara. So Snara has walked in, grounded a second today. 0-1 officially in a throwback to first. Ben Cosme dives back safely. Keeping you updated on what's happening in Wappingers Falls, Jersey Shore. And game two of that doubleheader leading Hudson Valley 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Runner goes, swing and a miss, and Osborne lost it on the transfer. So the count 0-1 on Cisnara. But Frederick Ben Cosme with a stolen base. That's his 20th of the season. And Aberdeen with a man in scoring position for the first time since Cisnara reached second with 2 out in the second. The 0-1. Backdoor slider for a strike. And Gervais ahead 0-2. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer to today's trivia question. Not quite as intricate as yesterday's proposed cue. The 0-2 outside, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Looking at the Mets affiliates today, Mets will be at home against Atlanta tonight. Kodai Senga against Yanni Chirinos. The 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Slider in on the hands. Paul Gervais picks up the strikeout. That's his third. And there are two away in the seventh inning. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Jacob Teeter has struck out twice this afternoon. And he takes inside and low. It's 1-0. Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, Pete Alonso, Omar Narvaez, former Cyclones in the Mets lineup this evening. The 1-0. And Teeter checked his swing, did not go on appeal, says Shaw. And it's 2-0 on the Iron Bird left fielder. Triple-A Syracuse on the road against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. They trail 6-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Carlos Cortez has homered again, his 11th. The 2-0. And there's a strike on the outside edge. It's 2-1. Mike Vassell, 5 2/3 innings, a three-run ball in that one. Cesar Berbessi playing right field, coming on to play right field in that game. Pick up his second AAA base hit. The 2-1. Another fastball bumped by the barrel of Teeter. That one at 95. It's 2-2. Double A Binghamton will get underway at 5:05. They're on the road against Somerset Yankees Farm Club. Matt Rudick, JT Schwartz, Rowdy Jordan, Jose Peroza, Matt O'Neill, the former Cyclones in the lineup there today. Dominic Hemel will make the start. Here's the 2-2 inside and the count full. Florida State League Mets in St. Lucie defeating Palm Beach 7-3. Wilfredo Lara with his 12th home run of the year. Dariel Gomez hitting a solo shot on a minor league rehab assignment. The payoff pitch on the outside corner, strike three called, and Teeter verbally accosting the home plate umpire, Chad Westlake. We saw Teeter shoot eye daggers at the home plate umpire and base umpire after Friday night's game. Might have been a tad bit outside, but Gervais gets the call. Time to get up and stretch here from Coney Island. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Beautiful afternoon, bottom of the seventh inning. Brooklyn, a 3-2 lead on Aberdeen. Cyclone fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for our adult fans, and three social media crazy Thunder Cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game and get your sweetness on. 8-9-1 due up for Brooklyn in the bottom of the seventh inning. Carson Carter out for his first full inning of relief this afternoon. Came on to get the final out of the sixth. Final line out of the bullpen for Jake Lyons. 2 2/3 innings. 3 runs on 4 hits. Walked 3 and struck out 1. Lyons, 50 pitches, just 26 strikes. Fans of all ages having fun here on Coney Island today. Sounds a Lazy Mary echoing throughout the ballpark, like they do after the seventh inning stretch at Citi Field as well. Omar De Los Santos has struck out twice this afternoon. He'll lead off in the bottom of the seventh, and he takes a fastball outside for ball one. Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convo's if you think you know the answer. 1-0. Breaking ball high. It's 2-0. But with the Mets and Orioles affiliates squaring off today, our question is, which Met player has the most home runs in franchise history against the Orioles? 2-0. Foul back. It's 2-1. Not, of course, including the postseason for the Mets, the 2-1. De Los Santos out in front. It's even at 2-2. Brooklyn and the Royal Blue alternates, Aberdeen and the Road Grays this afternoon. The 2-2 from Carter. De Los Santos charges one in the air to center. Long run back for Prado, away back, and that one's off the very top of the fence, off the flagpole, and gone. 4-12 to dead center. Who cares if you're Omar De Los Santos? And Brooklyn takes a 4-0 lead in the seventh. Saw what Ryan Clifford did on Friday night and decided I want in on some of that. Sixth home run of the year, his 32nd RBI, and he got all of it. I think he broke the Hawkeye data as the pitch outside to Ryland Thomas. It's 1-0. As it only registered 359 feet. That would have been a flyout, I think, if that case happened, as Thomas, a dribbler up the first base line. Carter fields and steps on the bag himself for the out. And there is the bases empty and one out for Jet Williams.
Well, Omar has always had the pop. Struggled with the strikeouts this year. I'm sure the batting average isn't quite where he'd like it to be, but a lot of oohs and ahs after that homer.
Jet Williams takes a called strike at 0-1. I do believe De Los Santos still holds one of, if not the longest, home run by a Cyclone this year. It happened on the first road trip of the season. As Williams takes outside, it's 1-1. Williams has doubled and walked today. I'll have to go back into the system to find out what it was. But he hit it off the very bottom of the scoreboard in right center at Winston-Salem. You see De Los Santos talking with Yoander Suarez, William Lugo, Junior Tillian about the colossal blast he just unfurled. As Williams takes outside. And the count now 2-2. That ball De Los Santos hit was 450 feet out to right center in North Carolina. Hit it 110.5 miles an hour, too. As Williams takes up and away. And the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. De Los Santos had been in an offensive funk. Maybe that's the base hit that unlocks the door. This hit on the ground at third. Quick transfer, low throw by Higgins, but a good backhanded pick by Cisnara. And Williams retired for the second out of the seventh. Brings up Alex Ramirez, who's 0 for 3. Aberdeen, after this series comes to its conclusion. First pitch to Alex, swing and a miss. Off-speed away at 82. And the count 0-1. Aberdeen will head back home after the game tonight. Open up a homestand on Tuesday as Ramirez takes low and away. It's 1-1. They'll welcome Wilmington to town at 7:05 on Tuesday night. The righty's 1-1. And Carter misses low. 2-1 on Alex. Base is empty. Two out. Bottom of the seventh. Brooklyn a run in on the Omar De Los Santos home run to center. A 2-1 from Carter. Yeah, in the dirt all the way to the backstop. And it's three balls and a strike. It's been a busy weekend in terms of players being honored in Major League Baseball. A 3-1 as Alex takes high for ball four. So Ramirez aboard with a two-out walk here in the seventh. At the fourth free pass given up by Aberdeen pitching this afternoon. One on and two out in the seventh for Stanley Consuegra. Stanley, known for his tremendous power and long home runs, high exit velocities. He's got two hits tonight. Both of them have been infield singles. Showing off his athleticism, able to beat out ground balls to the left side. As he takes a strike, it's 0-1. No action right now in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. And that being the case, have to imagine Gervais will come back out as the pickoff throw to first sails all the way up the first baseline. Ramirez a little bit late getting up. He's going to make the turn at second, go for third. Guerrero's throw will come in towards home plate. So even with the delayed start, because of Cisnara somewhat leaning on Ramirez after the throw got away, Alex able to go first to third despite not really dialing it up to full speed around the bases. So an errant pickoff throw. And Brooklyn, another insurance run 90 feet away. First error tonight for Aberdeen. The 0-1. Consuegra takes high. It's even at a ball and a strike. Felix Hernandez honored in Seattle yesterday. Jose Bautista was recognized the other day in Toronto. As Consuegra takes high, it's 2-1. The Dodgers at long last retired Fernando Valenzuela's number 34. Chavez Ravine, the 2-1. And Stanley takes up and in. It's now three balls and a strike. I'm always a sucker for those moments. You bring back legendary players and seeing the reaction from the fans, showing their approval and their love after many years as Consuegra takes side for ball four. Back-to-back two-out walks from Carter and Austin Miney. Pitching coach for Aberdeen will come out to have a talk with the righty.
Yeah, special moments for sure. Even in King Felix's case, got a bit emotional, as you might expect. And really, one of the all-time greats. You think about some of the most dominant pitchers of this era. And King Felix, someone whose name I feel like isn't brought up nearly enough in that discussion, with the likes of Justin Verlanders of the world. And you can go ahead and throw Max Scherzer in that conversation, of course, too, of guys that have had sure thing. I think Hall of Fame careers. Hernandez's name often left out of that discourse, but right up there with those guys.
And Felix Hernandez had been the most recent pitcher in the majors to throw a perfect game until earlier this year when Domingo Germán did it for the Yankees. And Fernandez, you're absolutely right. He was sort of the harbinger for change in terms of the statistical world as that a line drive caught at short by Ben Cosme to end the inning. I believe he was the first person to win a Cy Young Award with a losing record. Had that incredible season with Seattle in the early 2010s. We'll pick up that story when we come back. Brooklyn picks up another run on the De Los Santos homer after 7-4-0 Clones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Paul Gervais back to the mound for Brooklyn. He's already worked 2 1/3 innings today, but only thrown 30 pitches to this point. Isaac De Leon, Kevin Guerrero, Arizona Placencia. 7-8-9 due up for Aberdeen in the eighth. Ironbirds, no runs, just one hit today. An error and three men left. Brooklyn, four runs on six hits. No errors, they have stranded six. Isaac De Leon 0 for 2. Lined out to right his last time. Takes a call. Strike on the inside corner. And the count 0-1. A righty at the belt. The one strike pitch. And De Leon brushed back up and in. Count even at a ball and a strike. But yesterday, Felix Hernandez, as you mentioned, honored in Seattle. I don't think they retired as number 34, but joined the team Hall of Fame. As De Leon takes a strike, it's 1-2. I think Felix should be up for consideration to have his number retired in Seattle. Only pitcher I can think of that's been better in Mariners history is Randy Johnson. As De Leon swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the breaking ball. Paul Gervais, another strikeout. That is his fifth. One out in the eighth inning. That strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints with them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Kevin Guerrero 0 for 2. A couple of ground balls to third this afternoon. First pitch misses outside. And the count 1-0. I don't even know if the Mariners have retired Randy Johnson's number 51. No, they've done it for Ken Griffey Jr. and Edgar Martinez as Guerrero hits one in a right center field. That one's going to get down for a base hit and roll all the way to the base of the fence. Guerrero hits second. He's on his way to third. Throw in, cut off in shallow right center by DeAndre Smith. The first high A extra base hit in the career of Kevin Guerrero is a triple. Just the second hit today for Aberdeen. And they have a man at third and one out in the eighth.
To answer your question, no. Randy Johnson not retired by Seattle. Just Griffey and Edgar.
I guess maybe because Johnson didn't re-sign in Seattle. Ended up getting traded at the deadline in 98 to the Astros. There's a called strike to Arizona Placencia. It's 0-1. 0 for 2 with a strikeout. Johnson does have his number retired by Arizona. It's the 0-1 inside. Count evens at 1-1. But Hernandez had a marvelous career with the Mariners. Edgar and Griffey were there yesterday. Adrian Beltre, former Mariner, in attendance as well, as this one flipped down the right field line. Foul ball off the warning track. It's 1-2. All right, Jose Bautista was honored in Toronto as well. Signed a one-day contract to retire as a member of the Blue Jays. Hard to believe. I didn't think he played there that long. So the pitch outside, it's 2-2. 10 years for Bautista in Toronto. Of course, the most memorable moment in his Toronto career, the bat flip after his big home run in Game 5 of the LDS against the Rangers. As Plasencia takes down and in. It's 3-2. Tie-breaking home run in the seventh inning at Rogers Center. I love the quote from Bautista about that moment. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Sixth strikeout tonight for Paul Gervais. Two down now in the eighth inning. Back to the top of the order in Creed Willems. Painting the corner punch out brought to you, as always, by Lock and Solo Paints. But Bautista said, kind of blacked out after the swing. Heard the roar of the crowd, the emotion of the moment. Doesn't really recall anything in particular until he caught his breath back on the bench as Willems chases low. And the count 0-1. Willems has one of Aberdeen's two hits tonight. That was a single to right in the third. Struck out his last time in the sixth, the 0-1. And a fastball waved at and missed. It's 0-2. But there was a great quote from Bautista about that after the fact. Said he wasn't really a notorious bat flipper. Maybe did it two or three times in his career. But he finds it weird that he's now known for it. The 0-2. Willems swings and misses strike three. Seven strikeouts this afternoon out of the bullpen for Paul Gervais. Well, Bautista said it's a great moment. And ultimately, I think that's why we play the sport. Create great memories through the entertainment that we provide. Paul Gervais entertaining the crowd here on Coney Island. He struck out seven through three in a third innings of relief to the bottom of the eighth. 4-0 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Cyclones as we move to the bottom of the eighth inning. DeAndre Smith, Drake Osborne, Junior Tillian. 3-2 up in the frame. Smith, arguably the biggest hit of the night, a two-run double. His last time up gave Brooklyn the lead. They are still in front by four as Carson Carter's first pitch of the inning cut on and missed. And it's 0-1. DeAndre, one for three this afternoon. The 0-1, and Smith takes low. It's even at a ball and a strike. Left-hander up and warming down the line for Brooklyn. Have to imagine that is Eli Ankeny. Closed out a win on Wednesday. The 1-1, and Smith pulls it down the left field line, but foul into the Ironbird bullpen. It's 1-2. An Aberdeen reliever flailing after it. Carter from the stretch, the 1-2. And Smith takes inside and low, top-bottom breaking ball from Carter. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Top of the 4 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you. The 2-2, and Smith goes fishing for strike three. Got him to chase down below the knees. For Carson Carter, that is his first strikeout today. One out in the 8th for Drake Osborne. Osborne, sack fly his last time up. He is 0 for 2. Osborne, 27 RBIs this year. 10 of them have come against the Ironbirds. He takes low. It's 1-0. Osborne coming into play today was hitting .333 against Aberdeen in 9 games with 4 home runs and 9 RBIs. 11 of his 31 hits against them, 4 of his 9 home runs, and now 10 of his 27 RBIs. As Osborne takes low and away, it's 2-0. Fortunately for Drake, this is the last meeting of the season between these two squads. 2-0, and Osborne in the air, right center field. There's another base hit against the Ironbirds, and yet another that's going to go for extra bases. Osborne on his way to second, and he'll stop there with a TD Bank double. A laser beam into the right center field gap at 99 miles an hour. The double brought to you by TD Bank and their double up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So a man at second, one down. Here is Junior Tillian. He's doubled today as well, 1 for 3. 4 doubles this afternoon for Brooklyn offensively. And 8 of the 9 in Brooklyn's lineup have reached base at least once. Carter's at 34 pitches. Roberto Mercado, the manager, has emerged from the Ironbirds' third base dugout. Has in motion to the bullpen just yet, but the gate down the left field line has opened, and he'll make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. Man at second, one out. Brooklyn looking to add it to a 4-0 lead. 3 outs away from a series victory. Don't go anywhere on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Thank you. Bottom of the eighth inning, Brooklyn leading Aberdeen 4-0. Man at second, one out. This pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall. This is them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Graham Fyrovit on for the Ironbirds. Junior Tillian 1-for-3 with a double. And he takes inside and low. It's 1-0. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. Glad you guys wait long enough. But our question today, Mets and Orioles affiliates duking it out. Which Mets player has the franchise record for most home runs against the Orioles, including the postseason? Tillian takes low. It's 2-0. Righty offers, and Tillian pulls it towards the third base dugout. And it's now 2 balls and a strike. Had some good guesses. But you have to go back to a little bit more of recent history, especially now with more interleague games. The 2-1 inside for ball three. But the answer is man who still has a bobblehead night coming up. Pete Alonso. 5 home runs all time against the Orioles. As Tillian fouls it out of play to the right, it's 3-2. And it's fitting that the answer is Pete Alonso. And we did this question during the Aberdeen series. Billy Harner, our assistant general manager, media relations superstar, resident historian on the Cyclones, I feel like. The payoff pitch, outside ball 4, and Tillian works a walk. Brought up a great point that Pete Alonso's first ever home run at the professional level came in Aberdeen against these Ironbirds. Honestly, the beauty of technology, there's still video out there of Alonso in Brooklyn's nifty road gray uniforms that they still wear to this day. Powering one out to left center field at Lido's Field. Ripken Stadium as De Los Santos laid on a fastball. It's 0-1. But Alonso first. 6 other players tied up for second with 3. The 0-1. Low, it's 1-1. Curtis Granderson, Jeff McNeil, David Wright, Mike Piazza, Robin Ventura, and of course Don Clendenin, who did it in the 1969 World Series en route for the Mets' first World Championship and his World Series MVP. As De Los Santos takes low, it's 2 balls and a strike. Osborne at second, Tillian at first. Here's the 2-1. And De Los Santos taps it back to the mound. Fyrovit throws on to second for 1. Relay back to first, not in time. The 1-4 fielder's choice. As the out recorded at second base, Osborne over to third. And now Ryland Thomas, who's 0-3. The only Cyclone who has not reached base today. 3 flyouts tonight for Ryland. Osborne at third, De Los Santos at first. There goes Omar, pitch down and in. And Omar steals second base without a throw. Imagine that'll go down as a stolen base, not defensive indifference. And if it does go down as a steal, Omar's 35th stolen base of the season, extending his Cyclone single-season franchise record. 1-0, and Thomas takes outside for ball 2. Fyrovit, the right-hander, 6'1", 185, 23 years old from Virginia Beach. 16th round pick last year for the Orioles out of Virginia Tech. A 2-0, outside corner, it's 2-1. College teammates with Jordan Gieber, currently rehabbing down in Port St. Lucie. Cyclones hope to have him back on the pitching staff and the active roster in the coming weeks. As Thomas flips one in a shallow left field, that one's down in front of Teeter, a base hit. One run is in. Here comes De Los Santos to the plate. Throw home cut off by the pitcher, Fyrevid. It's a two-run single for Ryland Thomas, and Brooklyn has broken open at 6-0. 10th and 11th RBIs on Coney Island for Ryland. More than he had in fewer at-bats and plate appearances than he had earlier this season in St. Lucie. It was a good throw in from Teeter in left. And Fyrevid cut it off about maybe 7 or 8 feet in front of the plate. You can see the frustration from Fyrevid as Williams takes low. It's 1-0. After he realized it could have been a close play at the plate. No guarantee they would have got De Los Santos, but had no chance with the throw cut off. As Williams swings and misses. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. One on, two out. Two runs in for Brooklyn in the eighth. They were scoreless through five. They've scored at least one in each of their last three trips to the plate. As Williams takes inside and low, it's 2-1. Williams has doubled and walked. Ground out to third last time up. That an inning ago. Fyrevid's 2-1. And another pitch missing down. Three balls and a strike to Jett. Fyrevid making his 26th appearance, 0-2, a 5.28 ERA. Does have three saves as Williams takes high. Another walk. Well, Jett Williams earns his second free pass of the day. On base for the third time this afternoon. 82nd walk of the season for Jett. And there are two on, two out, two runs already in for Alex Ramirez. Alex, one of two Cyclones in the lineup right now without a base hit today. William Lugo the other, but all nine have now reached base. Alex walked his last time, and he takes low for ball one. Final line for Carson Carter. Goes an inning and two-thirds, two runs on two hits. Two walks and a strikeout as Ramirez takes high. It's 2-0. And now Willems out to the mound to talk with the righty. Carter, 34 pitches and 15 strikes. Aberdeen will have 2, 3, and 4 due up in the top half of the ninth inning. Brooklyn looking to come away with yet another series victory. Brooklyn, since the first week in June, closed out of that series against Greenville. Honestly, starting with the series in Aberdeen in mid-June, Brooklyn has only lost one series. That was last week to Jersey Shore. As Ramirez takes high, it's 3-0 now. Stanley Consuegra waiting on deck. As that one now high, ball four. So another walk allowed by Fyrevid. That's his second straight. Alex has walked for the second time today. And now Brooklyn with the bases loaded and two out for Stanley Consuegra. Stanley, the eighth man to bat for Brooklyn in the inning. Two runs in on two hits. Three walks in the inning. The first allowed by Carter, as I believe that is Roberto Mercado coming out of the third base dugout again. There is a righty up and throwing down the line. Don't think they had been up for all too long. Mercado has not motioned for the bullpen. The righty still throwing. Honestly, it doesn't even look like anyone on the mound is talking. And now Mercado makes the signal as the umpires started to converge. Fyrevid was just sort of staring off into the distance. One of the more unique mound visits you'll see. New arm coming in. Brooklyn has the bases loaded, two out in the eighth. looking to add to a 6-0 lead. Dan Hammer to face Stanley Consuegra, and we return on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Another Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. Dan Hammer on a try and record the final out of the eighth inning. Hammer 6-2, 210. 25 years old from Philadelphia. 13th round pick of the Orioles in 2019 out of Pittsburgh. ACC program. Hammer has had a fantastic season. A 3.33 ERA, 43 strikeouts at 24 and a third innings. And his first pitch to Consuegra misses up and away for ball one. Consuegra has reached base three times, a couple of singles and a walk. He's also scored a run tonight. Thomas at third, Williams at second, Ramirez at first. And Hammer snaps a breaking ball at the letters. It's 1-1. Hammer through a scoreless inning against Brooklyn. That was back on Thursday in the Aberdeen victory. Struck out two. He's not allowed an earned run since July the 6th. The 1-1. And Consuegra chases off the outside corner. And now the count 1-2. It was a great nugget and factoid picked up by our buddy Charlie Jacobs, who's been shadowing our broadcasts a couple of times this week. 1-2. Outside, it's 2-2. You talk about the connections between Aberdeen, Brooklyn, the Mets, and Orioles. Our Coney Combo's trivia question. Pete Alonso hitting the most home runs in Mets franchise history against Baltimore with 5. But the owner of Aberdeen and the namesake for the stadium, as Consuegra strikes out to end the inning, holds the record for most home runs in Orioles history against the Mets. That's Cal Ripken Jr., 4 of them in 11 games, all time against New York. 2-3-4, due up for Aberdeen in the ninth. Brooklyn trying to close out their second shutout win of the week. They lead 6-0 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Eli Ankeny on a try and complete the shutout. Ankeny, 6 feet tall, 215 pounds, 22 years old, from Phoenix, Arizona, earned the save in Brooklyn's victory over Aberdeen on Wednesday afternoon, making his 16th appearance with the Cyclones, 15th out of the bullpen, 2-0, a 1.99 ERA. Three saves, 12 hits in 22 and two-thirds innings, 14 walks, 25 strikeouts for Ankeny on Coney Island. But what a job done by Paul Gervais this afternoon, as we deemed on social media the Slim Reaper. Career-high 7 strikeouts today, surpassed his previous career best of 6 against Greenville back on June the 9th. As Elio Prado fouls the first pitch of the ninth inning out of play, it's 0-1. The final official line for Gervais, 3 1/3 innings. That also a season and career high. The 0-1. Upstairs, it's 1-1. No runs, one hit. Only one walk, that key. And a career-best 7 punch-outs for Paulie G. 45 pitches, 27 strikes. The 1-1. And this hit in the air, center field. Ramirez back into his right. And bouncing off those neon green cleats makes the catch for the first out of the ninth inning. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. A look ahead to the series opener against Hudson Valley on Tuesday. Frederick Bencosme, 0 for 2 with a walk. And he hits this on the ground to second. Coming on is Smith, makes the easy toss to first. And the Cyclones one out away from their franchise record tying 10th shutout of the season. Two out of the ninth for Ryan Higgins. 0 for 3. Flied to shallow left. Was run down by Jet Williams, the shortstop. His last time up. But Ankeny been so good this year. Between Brooklyn and St. Lucie. As Higgins takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Ankeny coming into play today, 11th in minor league baseball among relievers and ERA, among pitchers with 30 or more innings. There is a strike, it's 0-2, and the Cyclones a strike away. And since he's joined the South Atlantic League, 7th among relievers in ERA with 20 or more innings pitched. Tied for second fewest hits allowed among relievers in the minors. The 0-2, and Higgins takes low. It's a ball and two strikes. Not too bad for a guy used with the last pick for the Mets in last year's draft out of Grand Canyon University. The 1-2 up and away, and it's even, two balls and two strikes. Cyclones benefiting from a couple of nasty relievers drafted last year, as Higgins will keep the game alive by dunking a single in a shallow center. Just the third hit of the game for Aberdeen. And they have a man at first with two out in the ninth for the first baseman, Tim Cisnara. 0 for 2 with a walk today, struck out his last time. When you look at Ankeny, Gervais, Dylan Tabrock with nails in Brooklyn's bullpen before being promoted to Double-A. As the pitch outside is Cisnara, it is 1-0. I think we're going to look back on last year's draft class for the Mets as Cisnara takes down and in 2-0 as a game changer for the franchise in the years to come. Obviously, the season at the major league level in Flushing has been frustrating. So Cisnara fouls it to the left. It's 2-1. But I think if you ask Johnny, Jacob Wilkins, and Matt Levine in Double-A Binghamton, Evan Stockton and Michael Tricarico at Triple-A Syracuse, broadcasters at High A, Double-A, and Triple-A, and Cisnara takes outside, 3 balls and a strike, they would tend to agree that last year's draft class for the Mets is chock full of outstanding players. 3-1, a called strike. And once more, the Cyclones a strike away from victory. Arano, Williams, Tidwell, Morabito, Reimer, Stewart, to Brock, Gervais. Ankeny's 3-2, up and in ball four. And the Ironbirds will stay alive for yet another batter. So a two-out single and then a walk. And there are two on and two out for the left fielder, Jacob Teeter. Teeter 0 for 3 with three strikeouts today. A lot of players in that draft class in the Mets last year that have continued to improve dramatically. This is a foul pop. Third base side, Osborne in foul ground. Makes the catch, and you can celebrate Brooklyn's franchise record tying 10th shutout of the season. Your final score in 9. The Brooklyn Cyclones 6, and the Aberdeen Ironbirds nothing. Brooklyn continuing their mighty impressive winning ways over the course of the last several weeks. Now 6-1-2 in their last 9 series, dating back to that set in Aberdeen in mid-June. And the Cyclones will have at least a 2-game lead in the North with 24 games left to play in the South Atlantic League regular season. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Brooklyn 6, Aberdeen nothing. Don't go anywhere on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to 2 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Great interview with Paul Gervais down on the field by our good buddy Johnny Gudemowicz, a couple of former Cape Cod League Brewster Whitecaps. Gervais, a career-high 7 strikeouts to earn the win today as Brooklyn shuts out Aberdeen for the second time in the series. 10th time they have picked up a shutout this season. That ties the franchise single season record. Had been done on a couple of different occasions over the years for the Cyclones. Last occurred over 76 games 9 years ago in 2014. So fifth time in franchise history they have accomplished that feat. Plenty of opportunities for Brooklyn over the final 24 games to set a new single season franchise record. Let's take you through the game that was this afternoon. Joey Lucchese making a rehab start for Brooklyn against the right-hander Daniel Lloyd, a rematch of Tuesday evening's series opener. And it was a bunch of donuts through the early going. A scoreless game going into the bottom of the sixth inning. Joey Lucchese's day done after 4 2/3 innings of no run, one hit baseball. Paul Gervais came on through one pitch to get the final out of the fifth inning. And after tossing a scoreless frame to start the sixth, Brooklyn's offense kicked into gear in the bottom of that frame. In the bottom of the sixth, it was a leadoff walk to Jet Williams that got the party started. He'd then steal second base before staying put there on a ground out to third by Alex Ramirez. After an infield base hit by Stanley Consuegra, again Williams staying put at second base. William Lugo walked to load the bases. So the bases were loaded. There was one out in the inning. And DeAndre Smith came to the plate with a chance to put Brooklyn in front.
The biggest spot in the ball game thus far. Bases loaded, one gone, no score. First pitch from Lyons. Smith swings and hits it in the air. Shallow center field. Dropping quickly, and it's in for a base hit. Nobody got there. One run in to score. Here comes a second for the plate. Smith up to second, and it's 2-0 Brooklyn. DeAndre Smith comes through in the clutch, and the Cyclones have the lead. Well, the shadows started to roll in just before that first pitch to Smith, and you have to wonder how that might have affected that ball hit into no man's land.
So DeAndre Smith's two-run single gave Brooklyn the lead, a lead they never relinquished. That our House Potato Chips play the game. House Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. The official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclone. Stayed that way for just one more batter. Drake Osborne followed with a sack fly. Made it a 3-0 Brooklyn lead. And in the seventh, they would tack on another run. Omar De Los Santos jumped ahead in the count 2-0 on the right-hander Carson Carter. And after Carter worked the count even, De Los Santos gave one a ride. The 2-2 from Carter. De Los Santos charges one in the air to center. Long run back for Prado, away back, and that one's off the very top of the fence, off the flagpole, and gone. 4-12 to dead center. Who cares if you're Omar De Los Santos? And Brooklyn takes a 4-0 lead in the seventh. Saw what Ryan Clifford did on Friday night and decided I want in on some of that. Hawkeye only listed that home run from De Los Santos at 359 feet. It might have ended up in the center fielder's glove if that was actually the case. So I think Omar broke Hawkeye there. His sixth home run of the year gave the Cyclones a 4-0 lead. Paul Gervais continued mowing guys down into the top half of the eighth inning. The 0-2. Willems swings and misses strike three. 7 strikeouts this afternoon out of the bullpen for Paul Gervais. Those 7 strikeouts from Gervais setting a new career high. Also set a career high in innings pitched with 3 1/3 innings. Brooklyn, though, in the eighth inning would cap the scoring. A one-out double by Drake Osborne. It chased Carter. Graham Fyrevet came on, walked Junior Tillian. Omar De Los Santos grounded into a fielder's choice, put runners at the corners for the 9 batter, Ryland Thomas. And after De Los Santos stole second, Thomas delivered the game's final blows. As Thomas flips one in a shallow left field, that one's down in front of Teeter, a base hit. One run is in. Here comes De Los Santos to the plate. Throw home cut off by the pitcher, Fyrevet. It's a 2-run single for Ryland Thomas, and Brooklyn has broken open at 6-0. Ryland Thomas, 2-run single, capped the scoring as the Cyclones win it by a final of 6-0 this afternoon. Winning pitcher, Paul Gervais. He improves to 2-2. 3 1/3 shutout, one hit innings, one walk, and 7 strikeouts this afternoon for the Cyclone right-handed reliever. Jake Lyons takes the loss. He drops to 5-3. Gave up 3 runs on 4 hits and 2 2/3. 3 walks and a strikeout. Final line scores today. Aberdeen, no runs, 3 hits, an error. They left 6. Brooklyn at 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 9. Final time of the game this afternoon, 2 hours and 29 minutes. And another great crowd to close out the weekend, 3,712. Well over 10,000 fans here on Coney Island over the 3 days of the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye on this Sunday afternoon. South Atlantic League. Fortunately for Brooklyn, the out-of-town scoreboard not exactly breaking their way right now. Jersey Shore won the suspended game over Hudson Valley from yesterday, 12-10. And right now in game 2, bottom of the 7th in that 7-inning game, Jersey Shore putting up 4 in the top of the 7th. They lead Hudson Valley 6-1. Gabriel Rincones Jr., a big 3-run home run in the top of that 7th inning. So maybe with Hudson Valley struggling, Cyclones catching them at a good time and maybe an opportunity for them to create some separation with the games coming up next week here at home. Winston-Salem beats Rome 7-2. Asheville and Hickory a doubleheader. Asheville winning game 1 6-1. Top of the 4th. In game 2, Hickory a 3-0 lead. Bottom of the 8th in Bowling Green. Hot Rods up 11-5 on Wilmington. And through 5 in South Carolina, Greenville leading Greensboro 9-1. Mets affiliate scoreboard. Mets will be at home tonight against the Braves, trying to salvage the final game of that series. Kodai Senga against Yanni Chirinos tonight at 7:10. Triple-A Syracuse falling on the road to Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Yankees affiliate 6-2. Carlos Cortez, former Cyclone, his 11th home run of the year. Double-A Binghamton will get underway in about 15 minutes or so. 5:05. Scheduled first pitch in Somerset against the Yankees affiliate Dominic Hamill will get the ball for the Rumble Ponies this evening. And Single-A St. Lucie, 7-3 winner this afternoon at home against Palm Beach. Wilfredo Lara and Dariel Gomez with home runs in that ballgame for St. Lucie. Complex League teams had the day off. Looking at the Major League Baseball scoreboard today, a couple of finals. Red Sox double up the Tigers 6-3. Pirates win game 1 of a doubleheader against the Reds 4-2. Will be Andre Jackson against Luke Weaver at 6:05 in game 2. Twins shut out the Phillies 3-0. Blue Jays over the Cubs 11-4. Guardians beat up on the Rays 9-2. Everything else in the big leagues either hasn't started or is in progress. Bottom of the 9th in D.C., Nationals and A's tied at 7. Bottom of the 9th in Miami, the Marlins have rallied to tie the Yankees at 7. Bottom of the 9th in Chicago, Brewers on top of the White Sox 7-0. End of 3 in San Francisco. Giants leading the Rangers 1-0. Logan Webb against Dane Dunning there. Bottom 2 in L.A., Dodgers leading the Rockies 2-0. Julio Urias against Kyle Freeland. Bottom 2, Padres leading the Diamondbacks 3-1. Former Cyclone Seth Lugo against Brandon Pfaadt. Top of the 3rd in Seattle, Orioles and Mariners no score. Bryce Miller against Kyle Bradish. And as we mentioned, Mets and Braves. Sunday Night Baseball tonight from Citi Field. Kodai Senga against Yanni Chirinos. Following the league-wide off day tomorrow, Brooklyn will continue this two-week homestand starting on Tuesday against the Hudson Valley Renegades. Will be an all-you-can-eat Tuesday here on Coney Island. A $40 ticket offer includes hot dogs or burgers, chips, pretzel sticks, popcorn or peanuts, and a fountain soda. Each time you go to the concession stand from gates open until the end of the 6th inning. Will also be our eat-up meal deal on Tuesday night as well. Dinner and the show for $20. Get a hot dog, chicken tenders, or a burger, plus chips and a soft drink. Kosher option also available for just a $3 upcharge. Gates open at 6. Our coverage will start with a pregame show at 6:45, leading up to the 7 p.m. First toss. Have to imagine it'll be Robert Colina for Brooklyn, but we will get you the full rotations for tomorrow or next week's series as soon as it becomes available to us. Stay tuned to BrooklynCyclones.com and our social media channels for more info on that. That'll do it for us here on this Sunday afternoon as the Cyclones beat the Ironbirds this afternoon by a final of 6-0. For everyone with our ownership group at the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island, including my vaunted partner, Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Brooklyn and Coney Island. Again, your final tally, the Cyclone 6 and the Ironbird Zip. We hope to have you with us again on Tuesday night right back here at home. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon and evening. Have a glorious Monday, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday night right back here in the BK.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.